O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them responsibility over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. No wonder it's the first biblical text to make it to the moon with Apollo 11. It's beautiful, isn't it? As I said earlier, this week has been such a joy with Vacation Bible School taking place and having all the kids running around here and watching the teachers chase them. Needless to say, it brings such energy to this place. Stephen and I had the joy of working in the AV booth up there where you typically don't see Doug and Carl up there working. And anyway, if anything happens, it's always their fault. It's not mine, folks. I got to be careful because they can make me sound like anything up there. Stephen and I were working up in the AV booth this week and watching and listening to the wonderful kids all week. It was just amazing, and it fills your soul with joy, and it made me think of other examples in my life where I was able to listen to children and youth praising God. One time I thought of is when our youth go to WOW in January, and every year it just amazes me hearing our youth praising God in that time together and not being afraid to express themselves. If they want to just stand there and listen, they can stand there and listen. However, if they want to dance around and stuff, they're not held back by what other people think. They love to express themselves, and it is a joy that they have that freedom there. Another time I've thought of is whenever Jamie and I used to direct church camp. We did that, I think, 12 years or 35 years or something like that. And the whole week would build up to Friday night's worship. Everything we did Sunday evening through Friday built up to Friday evening's worship. And I would be outside the building just getting my mind and my spirit set to preach. And the kids would be singing and praising God so loud that you could hear them perfectly outside that building. Even now, it gives me chills just taking myself back to that moment. Most of the time, I just wanted to stay right there and make that moment last forever. There's simply something amazing when children and youth give God praise. Amen. Now, our best understanding is that kids' minds develop at an exponential rate up to around 7 years old. Therefore, what we teach our kids from birth to age 7 will have a huge impact on their lives. As a matter of fact, some people say that by the time kids are 10, they pretty much are who they are. Let that sink in for just a moment. Talk about responsibility, parents. They are watching us. They are studying us as we are the major modeling influence in their lives, upon their lives. What you say, they will say. I learned that the hard way. Hard to get a child in trouble when they're just repeating what you said, right? What you do, they will do, either positive or negative. As a matter of fact, sometime I'm going to show a video of just about that. I've shown it before, but it's been like 6 years ago, and it is so powerful. And it's called Children See. And they're just following their adults, whether it's their parents or what, in their life. And they are doing exactly what that adult is doing. It's why it's important for little kids to have a steady diet of the Bible, as well as being present in the church family from a young age. You know, having kids kids' age, right? You get to hear things, and I can't believe... Anybody remember Freddy Krueger? You can admit it, all right? I watched Freddy Krueger when I was in... I don't know how old I was. That'd give it away, wouldn't it? But probably in college. I can't remember. And I just happened to see a snippet of one the other day, and I'm like, why? Why did I waste my time with that? I have no idea. But anyway, I heard that some parents had allowed their kids who were like 8, 9, 10 years old to watch that. And I'm going, why? And quite honestly, there are worse things that they could be watching. Right? But I'm like, these minds are being formed. Parents, why would we allow things like that? Why? So it is important for little kids to have a steady diet. Well, all of us, right? But especially today, we're talking about little kids and youth to have a steady diet of Bible, as well as being present in the church family, because it will come out of their mouths, right? It's going to come out of their mouths, and sooner or later it will be part of who they are. It's also why I'm so grateful to the youth and the adults that help out with VBS. And Anita already had you stand. I'm so grateful for all of you. And as well as our children and youth Sunday school teachers, Jennifer and Jen, I know Marcy. And who are our children and youth Sunday school teachers? Raise your hand, would you? Where's Jody? Jody? Yeah, Jody's usually here, just has gone today. Jody Carr. And look at all these guys. They give their lives for your kids. And also, we can't forget to think about our youth workers and the amazing job that our youth workers do. And so we really need to be a part of these ministries. We need them to be successful in a church, because they're forming. They are the present, let alone the future. Amen? Psalm 8 is also a very special psalm because Jesus quoted it. And if you want to turn with me to Matthew 21, Matthew 21, we'll begin with verse 12. It's right after Jesus came into Jerusalem and was celebrated, right? Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves, and he said to them, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." And then verse 14, the blind and the lame came in the temple, which, by the way, they're not to be in the temple anyway. So think about that as well. And he cured them in the temple. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Let's do that right now. "Hosanna to the Son of David." Now that you know what I'm asking you to do, let's do it with gusto, right? "Hosanna to the Son of David." They became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Well, yes, have you never read?" Right? Being the religious leaders of the day, right? Have you never read, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself? Right? So God was preparing praise for himself out of the mouths of our children. And right there in the temple, God had prepared that praise. Jesus had just entered the temple. He cleared the temple of money changers and sacrifice salesmen. Jesus was angry at these people and at the Pharisees for allowing it to occur in the first place. And after Jesus began healing the blind and the lame, blind and lame people again were forbidden in the temple. Jesus welcomed them and healed them, showing that he is indeed greater than the temple. Matthew 12:6 is where that reference is. Then the children, teenage Jewish boys that had just had their bar mitzvah. All right? It's kind of like the Jewish equal to confirmation in the Christian church, right? So these Jewish boys had just had their bar mitzvah, and they were in town for their first Passover. Remember, Passover's a party. I always suggest that we in the Christian realm need to have a little bit more parties about God, right? Right? I don't think it's caught on, though, after 8 years or whatever. But anyway, these Jewish boys, they exclaimed, let's say it together, Hosanna to the Son of David! Right? These boys were cheering on the acts of the Messiah in their presence. The Pharisees saw the amazing things that he did and heard the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, and they became angry, right? And they became angry, which just blows me away. But anyway, and said, did you hear what these children are saying? Boy, doesn't it just make you want to say, do you hear what the children are saying? And then, as I said earlier, Jesus says, quotes Psalm 8, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself. It's just another example of children seeing the truth in our present way, right? Their hearts being open to the truth as opposed to being closed. Cold hearts of the religious elite, so to speak, in that day that we talk about. And I just want to lift up very quickly some examples of Jesus' words regarding children and youth, just to close up today. Matthew 11:25. Write them down if you'd like. Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden all things wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Matthew 18:3. Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:14. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not stop them. This, remember, his disciples were even getting after the kids for coming and wanting to sit on Jesus' lap. And Jesus says, wait a minute here. Don't keep them from coming up here to me. Let the little children come to me and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that what? The kingdom of heaven belongs. Praise God for kids. Praise God for our Sunday school program. Praise God for our Vacation Bible School program. May we listen and respond. Amen. May we be a church that does even more, that even does more to minister to these wonderful creations of God. I hope, I mean, as my boys have been growing up, and especially when they were younger, not so much anymore, but just kidding, boys. It was amazing, and I think parents, all parents would attest to this. It was amazing to me what came out of their mouths. I mean, sometimes some deep theological things. And it's totally the innocence of a child, amen? Sometimes we adults try to make things too complicated, right? Sometimes we adults are calloused by years and of people telling us that maybe we're no good or we weren't even supposed to be here, right? We get calloused by these things, don't we? Sometimes we need to listen. I say most of the time we need to listen to kids and understand the wisdom that God gives them. Because out of the mouths of babes and infants, God produces praise. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for this day. We give you praise for kids today. We thank you for the amazing wisdom that you've anointed them with. And we just ask in Jesus' name that you would allow us adults to hear that, to react to that, to support that. As I always like to say, to support them and protect them so that they can live out the amazing potential that you have put in their lives. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.